Remember this.
The zombies are here.
Everything that you have ever experienced in your entire life
run, CJ,
has brought you to this instant. All the...
We're coming back on the air after an interruption due to technical problems.
Oh, wow.
Bikini girls with machine guns. From the Dinehurst soundtrack. One of the songs, anyway. Because Dinehurst takes place at the Harmony Lunch, which is like a 50s cafe, which is like 85 years old. I don't think it's ever had anything happen like this to it before. So I'm sitting in the... I've got three of the lead zombies. Well, yeah, three of the lead cast. Trevor Smith Diggins is here, Jennifer Cornish is here, and Lisa McNeil is here from Dinehurst. Hi.
Hello there.
Is CJ... Oh, he's still here.
He didn't run away.
He's a little scared.
He has a morbid fear of zombies.
Really?
Why?
Morbid?
It could be prudent.
I don't...
That's what I said.
What's morbid about zombies, really?
I don't know. I have no idea. He's just afraid of them. But Dinehurst opens tonight. Like, it's very close to the radio station, which is kind of freaky. And it is a redefines the concept of dinner theater through Dinehurst theater. So, and there's a special themed menu, because at 7 o'clock, the doors open. Can you guys talk about what people get to eat first, before they experience the show?
Last meal.
Yes, a few last meal options. The Harmony has put together a theme menu just for this event. So I believe there are three choices. One is flesh and chips.
Yes.
The other one is their famous, very famous since 1930, pork burger deluxe.
Oh, it's a pork burger.
Yes,
oh, I
yes.
know that.
And the third option is for the veggie vegans, and that is a chili brains.
Chili brains.
But with no real brains.
No, only vegetarian brains.
Vegetarian brains.
Vegetables have brains too, you know.
Oh my God. So I need to find out, how did Dinehurst end up at Harmony Lunch? Jennifer, can you answer this question? Because you worked with Bruce Hunter in Toronto. So how did this all come about?
Yeah, I worked with Bruce some years ago, when we were in utero. And Bruce was my first improv teacher. So
okay.
We were way back, and of course, Facebook connected us, like it is just bringing worlds together. And he contacted me back in November and said, I have a script and I want you to produce it in Kitchener. And he sent it to me, and I was a little suspicious because zombie comedies tend to not be my forte. I read the script and it was absolutely hilarious. And I said, okay. And we started talking, and it's just been somehow, step by step, we've ended up in left field at the Harmony Lunch, and it's all falling into place, and it's going to happen tonight.
I know, it's so
right. And just for your listeners, Coral, Bruce is Bruce Hunter, who is an alum
he's from Second City
in Toronto, where he taught the master class there for about 27 years.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He is kind of a guru, and he's certainly
our guru
when it comes to comedy and timing, and it's just, he wrote this, it's so funny, and so we're all just so thrilled to be doing it.
I actually
in a couple of hours.
I know, I actually saw Bruce in the Danish play a couple years ago with opposite Kate Henning.
Ooh.
And he was fabulous. It was great. That was a while back, so I have seen him on stage.
Kate Henning's very good
in
too.
A very very role. Talented. Yes, he was in a serious role. It was very very good.
It's very funny when he does that.
Very funny.
He's pretty funny when he does most things.
I interviewed the playwright Sonny Mills. So it was an excellent show. So anyway, and he's part of Real Space Theater too. So this is kind of real space and practical theatrics joining forces.
It's all these practical things.
Joining all these practical... Oh, practical what?
Theatrics.
Practical theatrics.
When I made it up, it looked really good, putting an act in the middle of
it does.
It's really hard to say.
It's a very clever name for a theater company. So without giving too much away, because this is, really, when it comes down to it, it's a love story. So can you tell people a little bit about Dinehurst? Just a teensy bit?
Well, why don't we hear from the waitresses?
Lisa plays the waitress. I have a feeling she's a put-upon waitress that has to work at the Harmony Lunch and put up with all kinds of crap.
Yes. Well, from my perspective, it's just a pain in the butt. But no, the real story, my perspective is it's phenomenal. But it's a story of a woman who is waiting for her boyfriend to show up. And
mm-hmm.
she's been held up in this diner for 90 minutes. And of course, by the time he gets there, she's pretty frustrated and pretty ticked
off.
And I get the feeling that she's heard quite a number and range of excuses over the years. And this time, the excuse is he was bitten by a zombie.
Yeah,
so of course,
right.
So
which
of course
would make anybody late, really.
Yeah. Well, of course, we believe that.
Yes, we're,
we believe that.
She doesn't believe him. I don't believe him. Nobody believes him. The audience isn't going to believe him. And he spends the entire performance trying to convince us that we must leave because our brains are going to be eaten if we don't.
Because that's real.
Oh, and also mm-hmm. at the same time, he's trying to propose to her because he loves her.
So,
yes.
Yeah, it's a guy. It's a guy, a girl, an uprising.
Mm-hmm. A guy, girl, a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah. Yeah, the original purpose for them being there was he had arranged to go there and propose to her.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, he got sidetracked by mm-hmm. some zombies.
By some stuff. Yeah.
By
yeah.
some zombies. Just yeah. happened by to run into a few
as
of them.
You can see, it's based on a real story. I mean, it is
yeah.
I think this is Bruce's story.
His personal
it's
story.
Autobiographical. I'll have to, you know, if I meet him, I'll have to ask him that. So
I've noticed he likes his steak rare.
So the Harmony Lunch is a very intimate space. And it's 84 years old. So what's it like? Maybe you can sort of outline what it's like to work in a space like this and how this show kind of unfolds itself.
Mm. It's actually beautiful.
It's
the perfect set. I mean, the beauty of real space theater is that you don't have a set to build. It's already
yeah, it's
there,
already there.
And it's very detailed. We could not have come up with a concept, a design for this show that's better than the Harmony Lunch.
Yeah.
I mean, it's iconic, it's comfy, it's warm, it's got all that history and sort of that vintage feel. So it's the kind of place that you would expect a story like this to, excuse the expression, break out.
Yeah. But for me as an actor, it's also a little intimidating because I was saying to Trevor the other day, I said, you know, normally we're accustomed to doing shows where we stand in the wings and we get called places and the audience is out there and we're back there and nobody can see us and the lights go down and then we make our entrance kind of thing. None of that. There's no hiding anywhere in this show.
No.
And we're scooting around the parking lot waiting to go on. Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see what happens.
So this unfolds right in the middle of the, you know, booths and chairs.
It does, right? With everybody having eaten their dinner and they're populating the diner and we're all just people in there together and stuff's going to happen.
I know.
And you never know what's going to happen with that.
Mm-hmm. And you have a, Lisa, you're always, there's a kind of a supporting cast here.
Mm-hmm.
And there's you're the choreographer.
I am the choreographer, yes.
What is zombie choreography? And how does one find the inner zombie?
I was told that if I said that, I would have to kill myself, so I can't tell you.
Okay.
Or somebody else will
kill
me.
We don't want her undead until later.
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
I've been sworn to secrecy.
Lisa's been working very closely with Bruce to work with the zombies to kind of get the affectations and the walk and the speed and the kind of characterization for zombies, which has been really helpful to them. They look amazing.
Trevor, how do you find your inner zombie?
How do you find your inner zombie?
What do you do? Because you're a very accomplished actor here. You're actually one of my favorite plays of all time.
Hmm.
You played Norman the Dresser.
Ah, that's one of my favorite plays of all time as well. Yeah,
God.
That was a wonderful show I did in Cambridge.
Oh my God!
Ago.
So you know what a transition from Norman to the zombie.
This is actually my third show this year. I did Wait Until Dark, mm-hmm. in which I played a very sinister psychopath.
Opposite Kimberly
yes. Young,
yes.
In Fergus at the Grand. And then I slid straight from that into The Wild Guys in Guelph, which was a laugh riot. And
you've been busy.
And then
you guys have both been
that
busy.
Show closed a couple weeks ago, and now this one's picking up. So how do I find my inner zombie? No sleep, first of all. And find it quickly, because our rehearsals have been pretty fast, so it's just been a case of get it and run. Pick it up and run.
Pick it up and run?
The Harmony Lunch can't close, and they're open 6 days a week. Cheryl Marks, the manager there, the granddaughter of the founder.
Mm-hmm.
And,
she must
and
be thrilled.
Bruce's daughter, everybody knows Bruce at the Harmony, has been incredible. She's given us her off hours. We've had to go in after they close when the doors are locked to be able to use the space and to find out how to use the space. And So it's been quick and fast and amazing.
But as Jen said, it's very different, or as Lisa said, actually, it's very different for actors because the audience, I mean,
the audience
in
the is right
front
there.
Row.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everyone is right up close and personal with us.
This is theater in your face. Like,
in your face.
Yeah.
In the real space. In the real space.
Theater at the. Yeah. I envy you guys in a way because this must be really exciting. Is this the first time you've ever done this type of theater like this? Either any one of the three of you?
It's the first time I've ever done this type of theater. I teach dance as well, but we do what's called site-based choreography.
Right.
And that's taking a site or an environment, such as a diner or a park, and creating a dance around it. So I'm familiar with it from that perspective, but no, I've never performed in a real space before.
So, Lisa, can I get a little bit of your background?
Like, sure.
How did you get into this zombie mess?
Into the zombiness. Well,
yes.
I trained at Sheridan College a long time ago in musical theater. And then I went to University of Guelph and got my degree in drama. And I've just been doing theater all my life. It's just been, you know, my passion. It's what I love. And I also teach drama and dance at a high school in Guelph, which is awesome because I get to have a regular paycheck.
Yeah.
And I get to perform. So the best of both worlds.
Do you have another role coming up after this?
After this one, not as an actor. We're planning to direct a show at my school, a musical called Urinetown. Funny title, but
I know
it's a black or dark comedy.
Very
and
dark.
It's, very dark. But no acting roles coming up. I just finished one recently in Elmira, If We Are Women, which was a wonderful, wonderful play.
And won awards.
Elmira does
very
great
fortunate.
Work as well.
We went on to WODL, and I was nominated for Outstanding Performance in a Lead Role, so that was an honor.
Excellent.
So, and the way that I found the zombies here was Trevor actually had me read the script with him before he auditioned. He wanted me just to read it with him because he wanted to practice for his audition and stuff, and then he went to the audition, he got the role, and then they were looking for a waitress, so Trevor recommended me for the waitress, and I read for the part, and I got the role, and it's been a blessing because I'm working with some incredibly talented people.
It's like mega talent sitting in this room.
And Bruce is just, like, I've learned so much from Bruce in terms of comedic timing. Oh my gosh, like, this is going to stay with me for so long.
Yeah.
Long time. Director. Yeah.
I would
love
to talk to him about, you know, directing this at different venues, the challenges of working with this show in different venues, right?
I'm thinking he would love to talk to you about that.
From St. George, St. George's Diner to the Harmony Lunch.
He's directed one show in the back of a moving van, so I think Dine Her actually gives him a lot more space to spread out.
He's got an interesting
car wash and a tennis club.
He's got something going on with the next show. He's got something to do with Reservoir Dogs. I don't know. It sounds really whacked. It sounds really funny.
That would be probably the case.
Mm-hmm.
I think so. I think
whacked and funny.
And Jennifer, I know about what you're working on, I think, anyway. I'm pretty sure the other two saw this at Victoria Park Pavilion recently, did Myra's story, and I didn't get a chance to write about this yet, but it was riveting.
Mm-hmm.
And you're up in the class with every other monodrama I've ever seen, from, you know, Maxima Zumdar doing Oscar Remembered to Sean McKenna doing Shakespeare's Will.
Wow. Aren't you
that
incredible?
Good.
That's very funny. Maxima Mazumdar's Oscar Remembered was the first monodrama I ever saw at the University of Waterloo a million years ago.
Me too.
Thought, what kind of crazy person can do that?
Well, you know, it's a marathon, you know, and you do it so well.
Thank you so much. Well, it's a very different.
Are you? After Dine Her. Do you have plans for Myra's story? Are you still working on it?
Myra's story is continuing in the works. I got a wonderful gentleman named Greg Graham who is trying to get me some bookings in Ontario, and we're hoping for the next stage festival in Toronto, and you never know what's going to happen.
So it's kind
of a marvelous backflip to go from doing Myra to step into a nice dress and do comedy at the diner.
It's
amazing.
She's smoking hot. She's wearing a red dress.
I am.
Blood
I got a red dress.
Woo.
I've never had a red dress before.
Trevor, there's something else I need to ask you, too. You've done some film.
Yes.
You're doing some film.
Yeah, not a lot of film, but I have done some. I recently did a short film called Jason's Dad, which is doing the festival circuit.
Yes.
And actually, just last week, it screened at the Frameline Film Festival in San Francisco. Oh, so I was disappointed I couldn't be there, but quite happy that I was there in celluloid. If we even have celluloid anymore, I don't know. But
no, but I saw a clip on YouTube, and it looks like you do a phenomenal job in this movie. Mm-hmm. I mean, all three of you are so talented. This is so cool. And Diner is running till what? July 12th?
Yes.
So what do you... What do you want audiences to take away from the show? What would you like them to remember?
We want them to have a good time. Yeah. We want them to have a good time. I mean, I talk to a lot of people. Some people are saying, oh, zombies, no, that's not for me. But this really is at its core. It is a very funny situation comedy that just happens to have a meat-eating, hungry zombie posse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they're going to take away, like Trevor said, a really good time, but also a very unique experience because they're part of the show. They are in the show, right?
I know.
Because they're there. We can't ignore them. You know,
they will all go home with their limbs intact.
Exactly. But
it changes the way it might be able to change the way we look at the word theater and what that is and to broaden that concept.
Yes.
Yes, I think so.
In a really pleasant, fun way that makes it accessible for everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting for them to experience kind of a heightened reality, if you will.
Yes.
I can't think of a better way of
putting it. It's going to be interesting for us to experience that too, you know. You were saying earlier, Coral, I mean, I've done dinner theater. I think we probably all have done dinner theater.
Yeah.
And the actor does it at one point or another.
I've even done
it. This is very, very different because even in dinner theater, you're on a stage. Yeah. Here, we're literally walking among the people.
You are walking and, among the people.
It makes us feel climbing somewhat vulnerable, but we're all very excited about it.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Is there a tagline from the show that you want to leave me with? I just want to ask you, tell you guys, break a leg. Don't lose a leg.
That would be really delicious.
But I wish you all the best. I think this is going to be a smash. I think the streets of Waterloo will never be the same. Like, I don't think Waterloo will ever be the same again. I guess you were rehearsing during Open Streets. What happened?
Oh, actually, we did have the police show up at a recent rehearsal, it was just because we were rehearsing, and there was some shouting and screaming going on, and fortunately, someone went by and thought there was trouble and called the police, and we had to explain that we're just actors and this is only pretend.
Yes.
But he was very nice, and I'm glad to say that our streets are safe from zombies and all kinds of other activity thanks to that.
Just to let people know, if they want to get tickets, all the information on Dine Her, where can they get tickets?
And tickets are available online at eventbrite.ca. Okay. So you just have to search Dine Her once you get to eventbrite.ca.
Yep.
Or you can phone 519-804-2133 and leave a message, and our wonderful box office person will give you a call back.
And you're also on Twitter.
And we're on Facebook as well.
And you're on Twitter.
And you're on Facebook.
Yay! Well, we're going to delve into another track from the Dine Her soundtrack. I just want to thank you, all three of you, for coming in.
You can also get tickets at the Harmony Lunch.
Oh, yeah, at the door. You get tickets at the door.
Yeah, we can't hold them at the door, but if they're paid for, they're yours, and you can go get them.
Yep, and it opens tonight, and it's playing till July 12th. So I want to wish you all the best.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, it's been amazing.
I'm going on Friday. I can hardly wait. I'm gonna have.
Be afraid. I'm gonna have
flesh and chips.
Good.
And my friends are too. It's like, oh, I'm having flesh and chips, and everybody's coming to the video store going, "What is this? Oh my God, I'm going." So, you know, you'll probably get a lot of
good. That would be good. People should come.
Yes.
And see it.
Yeah, I think it's good.
That
would be great.
I think it's going to be grand.
I'm in for that.
We're going to play some more here. So we're going to play something here from the
Blue Danube?
Not the Blue Danube. That wouldn't be good. Something else
from
the Diner soundtrack. Now, I'm not sure what it is. It could be anything. So I put this together, like Coral FM, my sort of little personal Dine Her soundtrack. I know you guys have got all kinds of cool music and stuff, and that's like another character in the show. So it's going to be so much fun. Oh, I'm looking so forward to this. I wish you all the best. And like I said, don't lose a leg.
You neither, Coral.
I try not to.
Here is some more from the Diner soundtrack on Coral FM. Be very afraid.
Thank you. to the street.
I saw a man that was choking there. I guess he couldn't breathe. Said to myself, this is very strange. I'm glad it wasn't me. But now I hear those sirens calling, and so I am not free. I did it, what I be.
Thank you.
That was Yashar, Cabaret Voltaire, from the official Dienhurst soundtrack. I have to thank my dear friend Java Joy as well. That's a Java Joy Coral FM exclusive soundtrack production. So these are just a few tracks. Alice Cooper, Ballad of Dwight Fried, of course, The Gunk from Dawn of the Dead, the closing sequence. If you haven't seen the film, well, just imagine a bunch of zombies on, you know, walking about. So that's kind of what that is. And then the Cramps, Bikini Girls with Machine Guns. We also have another great Cramps song on there, Surfing Dead, which is from the film Return of the Living Dead. And then of course, I had Trevor Smith Diggins, Jennifer Cornish, and Lisa McNeil as my guests from Dine Her, which opens tonight, like a block away from us, CJ.
Yeah.
Not very far away. And have you overcome your fear of zombies, do you think?
I was actually kind of hoping they were going to come in their zombie makeup so I could, like you said in your Facebook post today, vanquish my fear of zombies. But it was only Trevor that came with his makeup on. Really.
Zombie, yeah. Trevor was there. He's in makeup.
Great. It was a fantastic interview. Really great people. You should really go
lovely.
See Diner.
Yeah, you guys should go see Diner. It's playing till July 12th, and tickets are available at the door. $34.95. That includes dinner and price of show. Mm-hmm. You can get really them through Eventbrite, and they're on Twitter. They're on Facebook. And they have a special diner menu, as we mentioned before, the Dilux zombie burger, the vegetarian chilied brains.
Yep.
And flesh and chips. So I'm really, thank you guys so much for coming in. That was so much fun.